NRP S2 E18, Drawing Perspective. Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This week we're going to be talking about drawing perspective. This is something that a lot of beginning artists and a lot of people that have still been working for years still have a lot of trouble with, and it took me a long time to really come to terms with understanding what it is, because there's a lot of times when you're practicing you don't quite grasp the concepts they're trying to point out in class, and it's like, I'm lost. Like, I always had trouble in drawing classes in college, because when they would come to discussing drawing perspective, they had us go out into the hallway and draw staircases. And, you know, mathematically, I understand the idea behind that. It's like, okay, you just get some, you know, flat lines and some angles, and you can, you know, and it's right there. It's a perfect example of perspective. But one, it's boring. And two, if you don't understand how perspective works, because if you just get the rudimentary, okay, here's a horizon line, here's a vanishing point, go. You know, it's like, if you don't know how to construct it, it's very mathematical at times, and there's ways to make it a little less tedious. And unfortunately, the classes I had didn't focus on that. It was, okay, go out in the halls and show us your drawings when you're done. And everyone just went out there and went, we're drawing stairs. Oh boy. Whee! I mean, a better way would have been to teach people the basics of perspective, because there are basic little tips and tricks and things like that, that once you start doing them again and again, you can start making up all kinds of geometry and all kinds of things and come out with stuff and really get into it, man. It's like, that's a thing about drawing that I think everybody really needs to understand, is if there's something you don't like, find out why. Find something to enjoy about it. I mean, I know people complain about drawing cars all the time. Every web cartoonist Twitter I follow, there's always that one where it's like, I have to draw a car. No. And it's like, dude, draw like an Edsel. Draw like a, you know, a flying car. Draw something fun. Cars, you know, cars, houses, architecture, backgrounds. It's all a matter of finding, understanding how it works, and then doing your own thing with it and having a blast. You know, that's why you start drawing stuff, right? Because you were having fun with it. Now, with perspective, there's multiple types. One point is, this is basically tunnel vision. Now, it doesn't have to be straight on at you. It can also, you know, if you're just trying to keep a character in perspective, you know, it's just a dot and then, you know, for the vanishing point, and then it goes out in a big, big cone. And then, that, you know, that's basic of one point. Two point is the standard. You've got the horizon line and you got the vanishing points. And don't really think of it as a horizon line, because that can mess you up. Because, you know, you've got like the sun setting on the horizon, but you're not at the horizon line level. It's really the eye line. Where like the character whose eyes you're looking through, their height. And that's an important thing to realize, because when you start looking at backgrounds and foreground and midground, and you start seeing, well, here's where this line comes in, it's like, that's not really your eye line. That's, you know, this level of the background. Two-point perspective, a real good way to think of it is, this is the corner shot. You know, it's a real, you get one vanishing point coming on one side, one on the other, and you just get like the corner of a building or the corner of a whatever, and it just adds a little bit more depth to it. Now, there's also three-point, which is basically the same corners, but then you've got the top, a top or a bottom. You know, and this is a little bit trickier. I can't remember the last time I actually did a three-point perspective drawing, but the idea is that you get the two sides coming at you, and then you can see over or below something. You know, this is like if you're, say you're flying in a helicopter, flying past a skyline, and you pass this big skyscraper, and you know, you get the two vanishing points to your sides, and then you see going one way and going down, you know. Again, this is one of those episodes where it's just going to be best to look at some of the examples on the blog, because explaining stuff like this is complicated. Curvilinear perspective, which is 4 or 5 point. And this is interesting in that, it, you know, we're used to perspective being diagonal angles going off into a distance. And with multiples, you get this curve thing. I mean, You know, I've seen people do curvilinear perspective where you're basically making everything around a sphere, you know, and there's all kinds of crazy stuff with it. And I really recommend checking out some books on it, such as Vanishing Point Perspective for Comics from the Ground Up. That has some really clear examples, although it can get way daunting when you look at it and go, look at all those grids. Oh, boy. And I also recommend checking out the DC Comics Guide to Digitally Drawing Comics, mainly because Freddie E. Williams, too, he not only shows some really good ways of drawing digitally and working in Photoshop and other programs and getting used to working digitally, but also he has a free perspective tool in his downloads on his site, a Photoshop Path, where you can load it in and use it to make a grid. Now, I think later versions of Photoshop have perspective grids built in. I'm not sure. I'm still on CS3, so perspective. Once you know where your perspective is going and you have your grid set in, it's a lot easier. And that's the thing a lot of people have trouble with when starting a drawing. Everyone's like, okay, you draw this horizon line, and everyone wants to put it in like the middle of the page when, you know, usually it's up or sometimes a little bit down or whatever. And you get the points, and like really, vanishing points often go off a page. So it's like you've got to have, you know, tape to the side of your drawing board to go over here, over there. Really, when you're approaching a drawing, you shouldn't start mapping things out like that first. Really, what you should do is look at the angle that you're sitting at and draw a line. You know, draw, like, if you're looking at, say, a staircase, or you're looking at a book pointed towards you or whatever, draw where the lines go off to a vanishing point, and then find your vanishing points from that. You know, because it's so, you know, mechanical and really abstract to just do, okay, we're going to draw a horizon line, then we're going to put a point, because I had professors try to teach this way. They come into class, they're like, okay, so you draw a horizon line, and then you draw a point, and then you draw a point, and suddenly we've got bookcases, and it's like, you're confusing us, guy. It's like, show us a bookcase, show us where the lines are coming from, and then maybe we can connect the two in our brains a little bit easier. I don't know. Let's talk real quick about some tips for perspective. Now, it works from any viewpoint. You can be at a worm's eye view, a bird's eye view. You can be upside down. Whatever position you're in, there's going to be a perspective of some kind. And you can use this to your advantage if you're doing somebody with a head injury or you really want to screw with the viewer and try and make the perspective one thing on one end and something else entirely on a different one, or you can really warp a character and stretch, and, you know, once you know the rules, you can break them, and it's a lot better to practice the rules and then just start having fun and going crazy with it. Now, to find the midpoint on a plane, you know, this is any surface that's going to the vanishing points, a real useful tip is to draw an X across from, you know, left, from right to bottom left and upper left to bottom right, you know, a big X across it. And then where that middle point is on the plane, that's perspectively, like if you're drawing, say, telephone poles going back along a country road and you want to know where to place it, because telephone poles are placed at the same distance along, and it's like, well, if I put this pole here, it needs to be in the middle. You can draw an X from the top of the pole to the bottom of the next one, and then find exactly the midpoint to place the middle one. And you can use this to build stuff up. You can draw, you know, dissect planes, and then, you know, have a really big plane and make it half, and then half that, and then do all kinds of other little tricks. Also, vertical and horizontal lines, they help define the area that's affected by perspective and break up the grid. And it's really refreshing when you're sitting there going, okay, like if you don't know your horizon line, you know, if you don't know where the vanishing points go, find some straight lines, some up and downs. Up and downs are always up and down. There's no real variant. You know, if you're looking over the edge of a fence or some sort of barricade, it's always going to be a straight line. So lay that in first and feel a little bit safer when you start going, okay, so what's around this? And it breaks stuff up, because I've seen people start drawings that are just crazy perspective grids and checkerboard patterns, and you go, I don't know what's in there. And it makes it a lot easier to start laying stuff down when you know what's not. Just like, you know, drawing word balloon space before you draw your characters in, because that way you know what space you have to, what confines you have to work in. Now, I already talked about the perspective path in Photoshop that I'll link in the blog post. I also want to talk real quick about Manga Studio has these awesome perspective rulers. And these basically, they make a level that will make rulers with the horizon line, with the vanishing points, outside the document if you want it, you know, so you can have a real nice setup. And then when you're sketching, it can automatically snap to the perspective, so every line you draw is still in perspective. And it's really, I'll link a video to it on the blog, because you have to see this to believe it, man. I mean, it's one of those things where if you've messed with T-squares and rulers and stuff for years and years and years, and then it's like, oh, you can freehand with this tool digitally. Okay, I must have this, and it's pretty awesome. Also, if you're working in Photoshop and working with paths and stuff, Shift is your friend, because Shift will let you do straight lines up and down and left and right, and, you know, and then also, of course, Shift, click, Shift again to make diagonal lines. Now, you have to be careful with that, because with the pressure-sensitive brushes, you'll get little dots at the ends of lines, or your lines might have a thickness of, like, real thick at one end and a point at the other. You know, it might work better with the pencil tool on a constant width or whatever. But you can do a lot with the mouse. It's, you know, everyone wants to talk about how awesome tablets are, and they are awesome, don't get me wrong. But there are some tools, some things that you can just do in a few clicks of a mouse that if you were trying to do it with a pen, would drive you insane. Drawing perspective, remember, practice, just like anything, do some studies, draw stuff for yourself, practice, and start, you know, stop thinking of things iconically and think, okay, there's just a square box in front of me when you try and draw a TV. Look at where the angles are naturally going, line your pencil up to the edges, start figuring, understanding things in the real world, and draw what you see, not what you think you see. And that's one of the biggest things about perspective. It's a matter of figuring it out, learning a real drawing tool like that. So that's it for this week. I mean, just check the blog, because the links are probably going to be more useful than I was, but it's a nice subject to broach. It's one of those things where I had a hard time with it. I've gotten better at it the more I've practiced. I have horrible drawings, and then I have some where I go, hey, that one's all right. And I think more you draw overall, the more time you spend practicing techniques and practicing things that you're uncomfortable with, and you go, well, I'll just, you know, fight my way through it and make this good drawing, and, you know, make this architectural study of this chapel and do this and that, you know, you start doing things and being more comfortable with things. That's it for this week. Thanks all for tuning in. I'll see you all on the other side. More, visit NoRightsProductions.com. Follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/NoRights. And hey, why don't you check out my Tumblr at NoRights.tumblr.com.